Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Let's talk about the obstacles and the impediments for re-election for President Trump. He's got a multitude of opponents. And you say, well, no, it's just Joe Biden. No, it's not just Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the Democrat Party. It's the media mob, the mainstream media. It's the China virus, the coronavirus. So the pandemic, the panic of the pandemic that's being peddled. It's fear and uncertainty that's being promoted. It's the personality of the candidate. And wouldn't it be nice if it was really about policies? It was about agendas. It would be about future forward rather than pandering to personality, pandering to panics, pandering to the pandemic. So I really think that Trump is having to fight on multiple fronts. He's got to fight his own shadow, which is personality that bothers people. He has to fight in a debate. He has to fight the moderator and his challenger. And then, of course, in the first debate, it was about his aggressive style. He was right on policy. He was right on principle. He was right on the issues. But again, it was the personality that got in the way. The second debate, let me be clear, that Trump, I think most people would appreciate, even the haters. I mean, he was composed. He was measured. He was very savvy, very smart, very sophisticated. And this is with very little preparation. I had heard that he'd gotten a little advice here or there, but he was out campaigning. He was out talking to the people. So I have to give him two thumbs up, and may or may not matter to you, but I was a communications major. I know a little bit about public discourse, communications, messaging, debate style, technique. And I would have to say that Trump probably scored, if even whether you say objective or subjectively, I would have to give him at minimum an A. I would even maybe go as far as saying would probably have been graded out as an A+. So it was a stellar performance. He won hands down. There's many, many snap polls and even polls beyond that said he won, unless you go to MSNBC or CNN and some other major mainstream media mob networks and stations. So anyway, the president impressed me, and I think he was a very clear and decisive winner. And the polls seem to indicate that he got a bump. But then Trump goes back on the campaign trail and reverts back to that same personality. Now, I know Trump seems to savor and revel in the fact that he's a celebrity, and he likes being this cult of personality. He likes being this entertainer, and, you know, it works for his base. Now, this is something that I had discussed with one of my friends, colleagues, etc., that overall, he's the Energizer Bunny. He's Superman when it comes to energy and being able to put on these rallies, to give these speeches, to spend this much time out there with the folks. But is he reaching undecided voters? Is he reaching crossover voters? Is he reaching new blood? I think not, with the exception of the fact that local and national media, to some degree, either smaller or in large part, are covering what he has to say. And of course, many of those outlets are, you know, misinterpreting or reinterpreting what he has to say or taking him out of context. But nevertheless, enough people know that he's reaching out to the people, that he is communicating directly to them. And he does that through social media, you know, through his Twitter account, of course. But the rallies per se, now the first go around, he was against an opponent that was Hella Shelry. And she was despised, even within her own party. And so she was very unlikable. Now, Biden is basically kind of a neutral kind of guy, unless they reach back into some of his past votes and some of his past quotes, votes and quotes, yeah. But yeah, most people just think, oh, that's good old Joe. Yeah, he's got his baggage, but so what? But he's not really reviled like Hillary was. Then he has Kamala Harris, where, remember, Hillary had a white guy that was very vanilla and really didn't offer anything except maybe trying to get to win the state of Virginia. Kamala Harris, yes, she has some baggage too, and I've gone back and discussed her background and history. But nevertheless, it was a smart move on Biden's part, and so that helps reach out, further reach out to the minority communities, to women in particular, certainly women of color. But she's not a very compelling character on the campaign trail or in interviews. I mean, yes, she swings her hair and she giggles and she's got a great smile, but, and she's got a few catchphrases, but really there's not a lot of depth there. I know she's got education. I know she, was involved with the legal profession, but really I'm just evaluating what I hear and what I see. And of course, I think Pence won on policy, won on issues, and she really didn't, it wasn't a poor performance, but it wasn't a stellar performance from Kamala Harris versus, Pence, who, again, I think was the clear and decisive winner, the unanimous winner, like Trump was in the second debate with Biden. So again, Biden got points for just hanging in there on both debates, and that Trump really took him apart and took him to school on policy, on issues, hands down. But the first one, again, they took points away, if you will, disqualifying points because of his interruptions. Now, there were interruptions from Biden, and Biden also did some name-calling, but you have Chris Wallace, who was absolutely terrible. Even your father would be ashamed of you. So back to my primary theme here, the emphasis happens to be on the fact that Trump is really having to box multiple opponents in order to try to win this election. And you have to realize that the first go-around in 2016, by doing those rallies, there was no, he didn't have a guaranteed, in concrete, cemented base. He does now. Yes, he'll lose some suburban white women, but overall, he's not losing a lot of his base. Actually, he's losing very little of his base. Now, he's making some gains, some inroads, but minor inroads, I think, with the black community. A little bit more with Hispanic, although that might surprise people. Going to these different states, you think, oh, there's another rally. That means he's, you know, securing more votes, or he's, you know, able to reach new voters or crossover voters. No, that's not the case at all. So you, really, basically, those rallies, they're exciting. It really fires up the base. Maybe they'll go out and convince their neighbors, who knows. But in terms of reaching new folks, it's not happening unless you look at the ancillary media that is covering those rallies in those particular towns, cities, and states. So if I were him, and I know there's some of you that probably don't even know who Lyndon LaRouche was, but he was a Democrat, and just like you have certain people on the right, he did delve into conspiracy theories, and many of them were quite accurate, actually. But he would buy time, uninterrupted, on major networks. Now, again, there was no social media. There was no podcast. There was no YouTube and, you know, no streaming. I think Trump would be much better off, you know, spending his time, you know, doing media buys where he's buying concentrated time on these networks to reach people that are not watching Fox News or OAN or talk radio, rather than spending so much time at these rallies. So I don't think he's really taken advantage completely of all the media opportunities that maybe could, you know, change some minds. Now, if he wants someone to interview him during these segments, by all means, that's great. And the other thing is, stop volunteering to go into the lion's den, whether it's 60 Minutes, whether it's Bob Woodward, whether it's NBC's, ABC, CBS, unless you really have a relationship and you have some understanding of what that interview will entail. 99% of them, I just tell them, not interested. Going into these confrontational, conflicting arenas, that's just Donald Trump.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.